Stay tuned as we talk about an astonishing prophetic portrait in the Old Testament that points to Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, in the New Testament. Today, right here on Messianic Perspectives. This is Messianic Perspectives, where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive messianic point of view. I'm Liz Aiello. Today, Dr. Gary Hedrick, our Bible teacher, is talking about an amazing prophetic picture of Yeshua HaMashiach in the Old Testament. The title of this series is Joseph, a Prophetic Portrait of the Messiah. I'll be back a little later with information about a special offer, so have your pencil and paper ready. Now with today's study, here is Dr. Gary Hedrick.
All right, thank you and welcome, listening friend, to another edition of our program. It's good to have you with us today as we continue our discussion of Joseph. We've been talking about Joseph as a prophetic portrait of the Messiah, and we said there are at least 17 specific parallels between Yosef and Yeshua, between Joseph and Jesus. That is, 17 prophetic links in the life of Joseph that point to Jesus as the Messiah. And the first parallel was that Joseph and Jesus were both given two names, and we spent some time and talked about that. And the second parallel was that Joseph and Jesus were both loved by their fathers, and we talked about that. And then number three is that Joseph and Jesus were both shepherds of their father's sheep. We saw in Genesis 37:2 that when we are introduced to Joseph there in the book of Genesis, he is out in the field with his brothers tending his father's sheep, the Bible says. So Joseph was a shepherd. And Jesus, too, is the shepherd of his father's sheep. In fact, one of his titles in the New Testament is the Good Shepherd. He said, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep," John 10, verse 11. And so we have this shepherd motif in describing the Lord's relationship to his people. And do you know what? It shows just how well the Lord knows us. He knows how we are, and he's right. We are like sheep. Do you know anything about sheep? They're stubborn. They're prone to wander. They get themselves into trouble, and they're virtually defenseless when they're attacked by predators. No wonder the Lord said we are like sheep. You know, I was giving this teaching in our church a few weeks ago when we were doing this research, and afterward, a lady came up to me and said that she grew up on a sheep ranch many years ago. Her father was a sheep rancher. And so she and I were talking about the many ways in which we are like sheep, and she actually helped me with some of these points. And we were talking about the fact that the Lord is our shepherd and so forth, and she told me something I thought was interesting. She said sometimes when her father was trying to get the sheep into the barn, there would be a sheep that didn't want to go. That sheep would just sort of ignore him. So do you know what her father would do to get that stubborn sheep into the barn? He would grab one of her little lambs and just take off for the barn. And sure enough, they'd look around, and here would come that mama sheep trotting after them because the shepherd had her baby. Isn't that interesting? Maybe God has to do that to us sometimes. Maybe he has to grab one of our loved ones and head for the barn just to get our attention. That should be a motivation for us to follow the shepherd like we're supposed to and to give him our undivided attention. So, we are the sheep and Jesus is the good shepherd. Now, originally in the Old Testament, the good shepherd was Jehovah or Yahweh, and the flock was Israel. However, in John 10:16, Jesus says something rather startling. He says, "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." So what's he saying? The flock is still Israel, but he says he has other sheep which are not of the fold of Israel. He says they will hear his voice and he will bring them, and there will be one fold and one shepherd. Who's he talking about? He's talking about Messianic Gentiles, that is, non-Jews who are believers in the Jewish Messiah, believers who are not of the fold of Israel. You say, Gary, how can you be a Gentile and be Messianic? It's very simple. If you believe in the Messiah, it doesn't matter who you are. You're Messianic. In fact, if you're a Gentile who believes in the Messiah, Jesus, then you're more Messianic than a Jewish person who doesn't believe in the Messiah. That's right. You see, even in the Old Testament, there were provisions for non-Jews to become part of the Commonwealth of Israel. And today, a Gentile can convert to Judaism. And once he converts to Judaism, he is welcomed and received into the family. And in fact, it is forbidden to refer to that convert ever again as a Gentile, as one of the Goyim. Once he is received, he is Jewish from that day forward. And in Romans chapter 11, the Apostle Paul says that Messianic Gentiles, like you and me, are what? We are grafted into the olive tree of Israel by faith in the Jewish Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach. Now, that doesn't mean we are grafted into Judaism, because modern rabbinic Judaism is largely a product of the Middle Ages. And even Jewish scholars acknowledge that what we call Judaism today is much different from what we would see if we could be transported back in time 2,000 years. And even 2,000 years ago, it was much different from the way it was in Abraham's time, which was 2,000 years before that. So we are not grafted into cultural Judaism or into rabbinic Judaism, but we are grafted into the household of faith, the Commonwealth of Israel, the spiritual family of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the Commonwealth of Israel is not so much a cultural entity as it is a spiritual entity predicated on the faith of our father Abraham. So, we Gentiles are grafted into the olive tree of believing Israel. Even in Jesus' day, that olive tree represented only a small remnant of Israel. The root of the tree is the faith of Abraham. And those of us who are tapped into that root are tapped in by faith. We are grafted in by faith. That is, our faith in the Messiah is what makes us spiritual descendants of Abraham. You could even say we are spiritual Israel. But I whisper when I say that. I don't want to say it too loudly because there are people who think that means the church has replaced Israel and that God is finished with the Jews. But nothing could be farther from the truth. God is not finished with his people Israel. In fact, when you follow the flow of Paul's discussion in Romans chapter 11, where he talks about the Gentiles being grafted into the olive tree of Israel, he says very clearly there that we Gentiles are the wild branches and the Jews are the natural branches. And he says the natural branches were what? Broken off. So the wild branches could be grafted in. So you might say, okay, Gary, that proves it. Israel was broken off and she has been replaced by the church. No, my friend. Keep reading. He says, if the natural branches do not persist in unbelief, they will be grafted in again. He says the natural branches will be grafted into their own olive tree. And then he explains what's going to happen then. He says, in fact, just to make sure I'm quoting it correctly, let's just turn to it here in Romans chapter 11, beginning in verse 24. He says, for if you were cut off out of the olive, if you were cut out of the olive tree, this is verse 24, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? Verse 25, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until, did you get that? It's not permanent, it's temporary, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Verse 26, and so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, the Deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. That's when it happens. That's when the natural branches are grafted back into believing Israel, the olive tree of faith, the descendants of Abraham, those who are Jews by faith, those who have the circumcision of heart. The natural branches are grafted back into the family of God. And prophetically, this is talking about events that take place at the end of the tribulation period, or the time of Jacob's trouble. At the end of the tribulation, the entire nation, and we assume that means the majority of Jewish people who are alive at that time, not necessarily every single individual Jew, but the majority of them, including the leaders of the nation, the entire nation will come to faith in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. So, Jesus is the great shepherd, and we are his sheep. We are Messianic Jews, and we are Messianic Gentiles together in one fold. Not two folds. He doesn't have a Jewish flock and a Gentile flock, but one fold. We are one. In the Messianic community, the New Testament says there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus, Galatians 3:28. So, that's the third prophetic parallel between Joseph and Jesus. They were both shepherds of their father's sheep. Next time, we'll start with point number four, and I hope you'll plan to be here. It's been good. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks for being with us. I'll see you next time. Until then, this is your friend, Gary Hedrick, saying, God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary. And thank you, listening friend, for tuning in today. You've been listening to Messianic Perspectives, the Bible teaching ministry of Dr. Gary Hedrick and CJF Ministries. If you've enjoyed today's program, you'll be glad to know that we've put all this information together on CD or cassette. The title is Joseph, A Prophetic Portrait of the Messiah, and it's available for your gift of just $6 to this ministry. Just visit our online store at messianicspecialties.com. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. Let me remind you that when you order the materials we offer here on the program, you're not only enabling us to remain here on your station, but you're also helping us take the good news of Yeshua HaMashiach to Jewish people and Gentiles all over the world. Even if you're one of our regular listeners, you still may not know that we're much more than just a radio program. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries, one of the largest missionary organizations in the world. We currently have missionary families serving the Lord all over the world, including the United States, Canada, South America, England, France, and of course, Israel. So when you write, consider helping us with a gift above the suggested amount. We'd be very grateful. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you? As Dr. Gary Hedrick continues, Joseph, A Prophetic Portrait of the Messiah, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.